God, he's not there yet. Brother Michael's not there yet. So, I'm here. We're here. So let's just take a moment, shall we, to get ourselves comfortable in a receptive state on this full moon, the Pisces moon, the month of March 2012. And the keynote of this moon is very definitely about getting real. Getting real. Let's just have a little meditation on that to the discussion. I'll take a few soft, gentle, deep breaths. Just would love to invite us just to close our eyes and just invite receptivity, higher awareness, communication from our higher sense of self. Let's just invite that in the form of inspiration to see which facets of our life, which facets of our daily regime, regimens, and our working lifestyles and our weekly lifestyle, where we can raise our game, where we can improve ourselves, and where we're sabotaging ourselves, and where we're really not 100% grounded in the real deal of who we can be, who we know we can be. Let's just have a look at this. Just taking a few soft, gentle, deep breaths in that receptivity. What comes to mind? Maybe you want to make a note of what comes to mind. What comes to mind as we look at ourselves in our heart mirrors? This isn't about judging and beating ourselves up and being guilty and, you know, Uncle Nick's not here giving you a hard time because you're not performing or anything like that at all. It's really honoring the simple truth that we are moving at a rapid speed of knots. Part of us is ascending, even if the physical form, the personality, feels like it's stagnant or even regressing. And that's what creates such dreadful friction within ourselves. So we can always raise our game. This is what it means. There's always an opportunity. The next level is always calling. Cycles are turning very swiftly now. Monthly cycles. This is a full moon. And there's weekly cycles and three-day cycles and cycles within cycles. All kinds of astrological influences impacting us in a very intense way as 2012 gathers more momentum and therefore more intensity. And so as this incredible process of transformation, purification continues, the question is, how can we raise our game? And where are we sabotaging ourselves? Where are the weak points in our game? What are the weakening habits that we're still indulging in? I don't want you to send me an email with any of this on it. I want you now maybe to write it down or at least be receptive to receiving that information. Now let's just settle into a little meditation there on that.
Wonderful, wonderful.
So we've just been having a little meditation and reflection there, Brother Michael, on getting real, the keynote of this full moon, being getting real, getting more real, and just having a look, being receptive there in that meditative space where we can raise our game. What are the little habits and whatnot that we're still hanging on to, and yeah, where we're sabotaging ourselves and where we can just raise the game again, because that's the name of the game right now. So we were looking at that from a very beautiful heart space of love and receptivity, and that's where we're at right now.
Yay. I think we all know the one or two things that are stopping us from really being our fullest embodiment of our highest potential. And I just want to share something that has helped me massively over the years to let go of things that don't work for me, because there's many things that have been picked up, old habits, bad habits, conditioning, all sorts of stuff that's just very, very limiting for us. And one of the things that's helped me over the years let go of those kind of things, those kind of little addictions or little needy things, is this understanding deep in my heart that if something has to happen anyway at some point in the future, like if I, for example, when I was smoking marijuana all the time, cannabis, I knew ultimately it wasn't doing the best thing for me, and I sooner or later I'd have to just stop doing it or cut it down. And what I realized, you know, if I'm going to have to do this anyway and it's going to be good for me because I'll be more clear, then I might as well just do it now. Why not just do it now? Because if it's going to happen anyway, why am I postponing that inevitability? Why am I postponing that shift? Same thing in relationships. If I know a relationship is kind of like really honestly not the best ever and there's no point in forcing it, then it's better for me to move on. Why not just get on with it and take care of it, rather than, you know, dragging it out for years and years and years and years when it doesn't need to be? And I think a lot of people don't think in that way. They just tolerate, think, hope it's going to get better somehow, you know, just keep things going, you know, just think, you know, just in that kind of tolerating mode. And it really changed my life when I thought to myself, well, if I'm going to have to give up this relationship and be free myself, if I'm going to stop doing all these crazy drugs that are just distracting me, if I'm going to have to, you know, ultimately it's going to be, I'm going to really enjoy doing loads of meditation, or if ultimately I need to move from where I am to somewhere else, why not just get on with it right now and save myself the misery and the kind of pain and turmoil of just being in this in-between zone of not really having what I want and putting up with stuff. So that actually has allowed me to have the courage to do all kinds of cool things that I would never have done, like moving to Hawaii, you know, having different relationships, you know, changing different things in my lifestyle, you know, creating companies, letting go of companies, you know, all kinds of big and small things have been possible and have been easy just with that one awareness that if I'm going to have to do it anyway, I may as well just do it now. Just get on with it and just take care of it. So I highly encourage you to consider what is that thing, that one thing that you know what it is, that you know that if you just free yourself from it, your whole life's going to be so much better. Because so much energy is spent in fighting with it and thinking about it and resisting it and then doing it anyway and then beating yourself up and this and that and round, blah, blah. And if you just free yourself, then all those energy units, as Taylor likes to call them, if you have 100 energy units in a day, you're going to get all of them back, the pieces that were being wasted. And that's such a wonderful thing to have, to use our time and to use our thoughts and realize that each moment, each second is extremely precious, and each thought is creating an impact, is having a physiological impact, and it's creating a habit, and it's changing the course of our life. So when you have that real appreciation for your time and your thoughts, and you realize you're going to have to just do it now, then everything's easy. You all of a sudden have the power and the courage to do all sorts of things. And why not do it right now, as of today?
Absolutely. And I think it's worth mentioning as well that, you know, if you've signed up for this training, and we, you know, together we've all signed up for it, whether we're in a, you know, a teaching, hosting position, or, you know, a brand new student on it, we've all signed up for the education. We've done it because we want to be the real deal. Something inside of us wants to be 100% authentic and 100% real. But nobody's pretending. We never do this. How that it's sort of an easy thing, and you know, just it's a click of the fingers. It requires focus, dedication, day after day after day, to the little things, to these simple practices, and to examining our lives from with a loving heart. Because one of the things, if we are still stuck in, you know, habits and that kind of thing that doesn't serve us fully, in the sense that it causes some kind of pain and suffering in our lives, if we if we're still indulging in this, it's because we haven't really got down to the roots of it yet. We haven't admitted it sufficiently, being sufficiently honest with ourselves that this is detrimental to my well-being, and the pain, whether it's in the form of stress, which we're very good at accommodating and adapting, and this lack of, you know, all of the energy units that we have available for us, it creates some kind of stress and anxiety and contraction. And if we're experiencing any of that kind of contracting energy, we are not able to live fully in the currents of grace. And the ego wants us to believe, really, that life is, you know, does have to be difficult and a bit of a struggle. We're conditioned to carry the heavy load up the mountain, you know, and soldiering on, and, you know, get a medal when we get up there, you know, or even halfway up, you know, just for trying. But that's not the superhero's way. We have much, much, much more humility and intelligence than that, and dedication to a practice through that humility and intelligence, where we are able to surrender ourselves and be honest with ourselves and our accountability partners, and go to the next level in ease and grace. And this is, it's a good time to be talking about this grace factor, because honestly, if we're struggling and experiencing friction and stress, and I still experience that time to time, and you could say even often in my life, and I can put the finger and point the finger outside of myself easily to variable and you know, this and that, but we take full responsibility for our lives. And so it's that pain, that motivation, that stress, is the motivation to make these little adjustments and to lovingly embrace and accept that part of yourself. Because like I said, if we're really honest about it, if these things are still bugging us and slowing us down and dragging us, then we haven't, we know that willpower and determination, strong will and determination isn't the whole of the story. That is the mind's domain, and the mind can't heal anything at all. And it's a specialist in willpower and determination and mindset and this and that and the other. But it can't actually heal anything. So if there are these little pockets of our being, then we need to look at the wounded part of ourselves that is still addicted to those old patterns, and embrace that part of ourselves with a tremendous amount of love and self-acceptance. And in all that beautiful love, and that's the constant, consistent thing, if you can love yourself and accept yourself just the way you are, then your willpower and your determination actually has a foundation that you can actually build off. But the foundation, and this is very topical at the moment with this this full moon, the foundation is in your weakness. It's in the weakest part of your psyche, the most broken part of you as an individual, the most wounded part of you as an individual. That's the ground of your being. And what we tend to do is we want to construct our characters and personalities above that. We don't really want to go in there and admit to ourselves or our friends and loved ones that we are, you know, this trembling, terrified little girl or boy that is, you know, addicted to chocolate or whatever it is because, you know, it had this, that, and the other going on. So what we're saying is, if this is the case, if there are still things that we know we need to let go of, then we need to start looking at those things in a more loving way, embracing ourselves in a more accepting way, but with that quiet strength of character that you've been developing all along on this training, and scoop it up underneath, bring it with you, and move slowly, 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 but definitely, definitely forward from there. Is Taylor around yet?
Taylor, call. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes. Here I am.
Hello, Taylor.
Hello, Mr. McIntosh.
Hello.
Mr. Good.
Aloha, sweet Taylor.
Aloha. Yes, so I just had to batten down the hatches and prepare for the hailstorm here. All in today's work. Well, you know, this is a really powerful full moon for sure, and the last one of winter, and really it's a perfect time to be having this conversation about letting go, because we still have this window of opportunity of firming up the foundation before everything starts really moving, which that's hard to even imagine. With the spring equinox, you know, there's still this window of time here. We're being graced to really clear out once and for all anything that's knocking off us, that's not having us be invincible or creating any kind of suffering in our field. And I find these places where we know maybe ways of being or habits or whatever it is that we have going on that we know for sure and certain does not support us is really the, our biggest places of suffering. And the suffering is because we're out of integrity with our higher self and soul. And it's deep, it's the deep, deep, deep suffering. And if you think otherwise, then that's where you're fooling yourself. And the ego can do a pretty good, darn good job of fooling oneself. But let me assure you that if you really look, what's really going on with these areas is an ongoing energy drain and suffering and a sense of being out of integrity with who you are. And so, like Michael was saying, when those are freed up, the amount of energy and consciousness you have to put toward who you are and what you're here to do is just astounding. And you really can't know that until you actually do it. For those of you that have done it, it's shocking. I mean, I know I used to smoke cigarettes, and the one day I said, all right, you know what, I'm just done. I'm really not going to do this anymore. And then the rest of the day on that first day, I decided not to ever smoke cigarettes again. I remember walking around present to just how much time and energy and focus that I had going on, even just about how I wasn't going to smoke cigarettes. I mean, it was shocking. It was amazing I got anything done. In fact, I talked to this woman the other day, and she was saying, you know, I've been paying attention to all the undermining thoughts I have. I just decided to do that today just for the heck of it. And I'm shocked that anything is moving forward in my life at all. I thought that was so funny. So, right now we're being afforded this window of time to get the foundation clear, you know, to really to have as strong a foundation as we can, to be as pure in our integrity, our self-integrity, and you know what that is. It's whatever it is for each of you that you know that it is, and stable and balanced before things start to really take off, and then you'll have the flexibility. It's kind of like, you know, watching a coconut tree in a hurricane. You know, these things, man, they can almost go flat on the ground. All of their fronds are like standing straight up in the air and being tossed around in every possible direction you can't even imagine. And the thing just bounces back up, and voila. You know, there it is again. The sun starts shining. It's like, wow, you never knew that. It did all that, you know. And that's really, there's a place where we can all have that level of being able to move quickly, adapt, be flexible, have balance, get balance, even in the most turbulent situations ever, when our integrity is sound, when we're sound in our personal integrity. And that's the opportunity of letting go and cleaning house, you know, spring house clean, preparing for that upward surge that we're being afforded right now. And it's the best news ever because, you know, you get a solid foundation. You know, the thing I realized, what I've often seen is that what gives me the power that I have in being able to be a stand for anyone in any circumstances, you know, like no matter how bad it is. And man, I've been dealing with some serious stuff. I mean, just, you know, people that have killed people that are in prison. I mean, I'm like in the thick of it, okay? I mean, drama like you can't even imagine. And where I've noticed that what has me be able to stand in such an enormous amount of power that I can actually be for them such that they can shift unequivocally into their power is being 100% integrous with myself in all aspects. That, you know, I have my mother, my grandmother, my aunts, my uncles, all of my relations are clear and clean. They're all eating well. They're all taking care of themselves. They're all soul conscious. They're all in my courses. They're all, I've gone backward and forward in time and made a commit. You know, I kind of look like, well, how can I really be for anyone in the world? How can I be strong for anyone in the world? How can I be a service and make a difference really to anyone or anything in the world? Unless I've impacted my immediate being, and then that wasn't even good enough, my immediate family, and that wasn't even good enough, my immediate community. So I'm just saying, you know, it begins with ourselves, and then from there, wherever you choose to go. But I definitely recognize that what enables me to be a superhero, to stand in a place of invincibility no matter what I'm dealing with, is the strength of my commitment and integrity and maintaining of that and constantly looking at where and what needs upgraded or eliminated or sorted out or brought intentional consciousness and focus to. And that's like an ongoing mission, but it's the best mission ever. And I think what's really great is to see it as an opportunity to embrace and see it just as energy, not as some problem, not as some, oh dear, this is so much bigger than me, I don't even know where to begin. No, it's just energy. It's all energy that's wanting to be transmuted, transformed, you know, whatever it is. But there I think we have much more power than if we see it as this long-standing habit that we've inherited and all this, you know, all this massive story and this and that and the other thing. You know, I often go to these. I have this spiritual, one of a spiritual teacher of mine, and sometimes he does these live seminars. And every once in a while, just for the heck of it, he usually doesn't like to, but every once in a while, he says, "All right, let's get together." And every time he does, you know, we'll start off by just welcoming everyone there, and he'll say, you know, now I know everyone in this room has already transcended all earth plane. Realities such as suffering, pain, sorrow, and he'll go down the whole list, fear. So there's no need for us to spend any time whatsoever while we're together here, even dialoguing about that. And then he goes on to the next thing. And every time he does that, you know, it's amazing because I notice this attachment I have to thinking that's not even, like, what, is he kidding? You know, like everyone in the room kind of looks at each other and like laughs or like, what, is this like some kind of joke, you know? But there's such a level of the complete and total, this is the way that it is for him, that it enables everyone in the room to just shift out of that and instantly get on the map at where he wants to begin the conversation. Which is all that's already handled, so let's do this now. Let's spend the time we have together doing this. And, you know, my sense is that's what the opportunity that's being presented to us in this year as leaders of light, as superheroes, to offer to each other and our communities and the world. And the best way to do that is right here with what, you know, Nick and Michael presented in terms of just cleaning house. Like, okay, you know what, this has got to go, like, right off the bat. And not have it be some drama or hard or any of that stuff. Just see it as energy that needs shifted and transformed and embrace it and handle it so you can be invincible and as flexible as a coconut tree. And have sweet, sweet coconut water to boot.
Yeah, that's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Because, you know, really and truly, we are all eternal beings of peace. And that's all we actually are. So anything above and beyond that is kind of just an illusion we're, you know, overly invested in for some reason. So I think it's actually essential for us to have that attitude because we can be addicted to our struggle otherwise. addicted to the process, addicted to clearing. A lot of people become addicted to the, literally addicted to the process. It's very common to just want to just keep clearing things and keep processing things. And I think one of the greatest pieces of information that I have learned in my spiritual development is this idea that the ego, the ego part of us, actually gets some sick benefit, some weird secondary payoff from suffering. And if we want to ascend, just simply acknowledging that when we're in drama, when we're upset, when we feel someone did something bad, you know, when we're feeling sick, when all any of these negative things, someone screwed you over when you lost money, blah, 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 this shouldn't be right, et cetera, et cetera, all that stuff that we don't like. Whenever we're in those states, recognizing that part of us, the kind of weird part, this dark side that we've been talking about, is absolutely having a field day, is totally stoked about it, and is eating, is getting the juice out of that situation. And I've personally found, once I realize that there's this thing going on, and I just say, oh, okay, I can see that happening, it immediately disarms the whole thing, and I just free myself from it, and I can just be happy again, and that's it. And that, I don't know why that exactly that's worked so well, but that really seems to be what it comes down to. Because otherwise we're kind of, in a sense, protecting our misery and protecting our sorrow and protecting our drama because, I don't know, maybe we're bored or something. So I think this might sound a little bit, you know, extreme, but this is what David Hawkins talks about, and this is this one of his central teachings. If you want to ascend in your level of consciousness, and ascending in your level of consciousness means that you have more joy, more abundance, more fun, more lightness, more wonderful things, so it's a good thing all around, and the world is benefited by you having a higher state of consciousness. So if you want to ascend, then he says the best thing to do is recognize this sort of weird sick payoff we get from being in sorrow and just give it up, and that's it. And literally, it's, you might say, well, that's not, you know, how can you say it? It's just in the moment when that's going on, have a good look and go, there's something weird going on here that even though I don't like it, part of me loves it and is eating it, knowledge that's going on and I'm prepared to let it go just through being aware of it, and that's it. And if you keep doing that, after a while, you'll just be a second and then you'll be free of it straight away. So this is something that I've found very, very, very powerful and very effective. And I encourage you to play with it so that you can enjoy the rest of the year, starting now, having the best day ever, every day, even if crazy stuff happens. Like we've just recently had floods and crazy rains, a little house was hit by lightning recently. And it was great. I loved it. Absolutely loved it. We had people changing the roof, leaks all over the house. You know, just clean the house, and the builders came and they just trashed the whole thing and have to clean it all again. I'm stoked to clean the house again because it's such a wonderful thing to just move the energy, to shift things around, move stuff about. And when we really see the benefit in all these things, then life is just a continuous blessing all the way through, all the way through, all the way through, no matter what is going on. You know, if someone doesn't want to talk to you anymore or something or whatever, fair enough. Something else is going to happen. And so that's, I think, just a little bit of a shift to see in that way. But then every single thing that happens in your life from now on, you can see the joy in there and just really be all right with it. You know, like the beaches are all trashed right now. There's wood all over the place. You know, you can't go there, the water's all murky, you know, people have, like, had their houses kind of all totally, like a river running through their houses, et cetera, et cetera. And you can look at the nasty side of that, and it's true, you know, we've had our challenges. Or we can say, what's the benefit here? And move ahead with it and really, really take advantage. And just having the reins here was great because, and I really encourage this to something I wanted to mention today, is the power of just moving your stuff around. Because as a result of it having rain coming down, having to have all these like towels all over the floor and like keeping things dry, it has allowed me to actually relook at everything, get rid of some more stuff, move stuff around, and I feel the energy of this place where I'm living has just gone off the charts. It's such a wonderful vibe. If it wasn't for the fact that there was loads of water in the house and all these towels and bowls and like totally damp, and I remember turning on the computer and like the screen had like condensation all over it, and I thought it might have been destroyed and all this stuff. But it's just become wonderful. So I highly encourage you to really get your head around the cleaning and the moving around of things. And I'd love Taylor to share a little bit about this, because Taylor has come to this very premises where we are here, and we spent a month and a half solid, whilst it was raining strongly, sorting it all out. And Taylor, I think you'll be proud of me of what's happened in the last few days. So anyway, I'll hand it over to you.
Yes, and what a month that was. I remember that fondly. It was like all time stopped, and we were in this complete vortex of shifting energy and rain. It was like I've never seen it rain like that. It was almost like 40 days and 40 nights. It must have been how, what's his name, felt. Who was that guy with the ark? Noah? Yeah, Noah. Anyways, you know, and this is really, the energy right now is like that. And I think it was actually the same time last year when that happened, now that I think about it. In Hawaii, whenever it's sunny outside, it's very challenging to be inside. You know, you really just feel like, oh dear, it's sunny, I need to get out immediately. Of course, I guess it's like that everywhere, you know, these days. But anyways, so, you know, because it was raining nonstop, It really forced the situation. And it wasn't just raining. It was like monsoon, you know. You couldn't really even go anywhere outside. And so we just turned our focus inside and used it as an opportunity. You know, I Jeff and I just arrived, and we were really wanting to support Michael. He was at a transitional stage in his life. You know, he just kind of was shifting out of relationship, shifting into a whole new energy, and it became apparent, that it was time for his environment to be completely also shift and upgrade to support a whole new inflow up for him. And so we just went through, I mean, literally, we took one room at a time, and we brought our consciousness to every single solitary item down to like little, you know, I mean, little specks of things in drawers, you know, little tiny tools or odd men, odd, strange things. Every single item in every single room we brought our conscious awareness to, and we chose, we looked at it. I'd bring it up in front of Michael and ask him, is this really support you now? Do you really want this now? Is this 100%? Or, you know, what do you want to do with this? And then we had varying piles throughout the home of, you know, this goes here, this goes there, this goes to Goodwill. And we really, it was an amazing process, because if you see everything as energy and everything is consciousness, and when you bring that much consciousness, you bring a conscious awareness to every single solitary item in your home, I can assure you the energy in your home is off the charts after that. There isn't any, we didn't leave any stone unturned. We did the entire inside. We did the entire outside, including the roof. I mean, Jeff even got up on the roof. It wasn't enough just to get the sides of the house and be underneath. We got underneath the house. We got on top of the house. By the time we were done, after the house was done, we did the whole yard, the whole perimeter of the yard. I mean, it was just unbelievable. By the time we were done, this took about a whole month, and we were totally into it. I mean, we were all into it, weren't we, Michael?
Yeah, it was great fun.
It was the best thing ever. And it wasn't work at all. And what happened is, as we were, the more we cleared, the more energy that we got, which is what happens. It's like, boom, you know, like you start moving energy like that, man, energy comes in. You know, massive energy comes in, man. It was unbelievable. Then we did the whole yard. And afterwards, I mean, the place was just humming. It was off the charts. And you would just be, you could feel it like from a block away. There was so much conscious awareness because it wasn't just Michael bringing his awareness to anything. It was like the four of us. We would sometimes look at one object and sort it out between the four of us, you know, before we decide where to put it, what to do, where it was going to go. And the level of sacredness and holiness that was apparent, and it wasn't like there was even that many, you know, it's not like we had a whole bunch of things, you know, in the end. But it was just the whole process that created a very conscious vessel of being. And it was in a living conscious of being. We cleaned everything. We washed everything down with essentials. So it was a process of both bringing our conscious awareness to it and upgrading it at the same time. It was the best thing ever. It was the best time ever. And really, all along, we set our intentions in everything that we were doing was creating that energy. You know, we weren't just doing it to do it, you know, because it was raining outside. I mean, we took it on as that's what we were going to do, and you know, that was the end result we were going to produce.
Yeah, and it's just profoundly powerful. And, the reason I'm bringing this up is because, you know, we can spend so much time trying to, like, get our inner state right and trying to, like, you know, like, become this, that, and the other on the inside, which is wonderful, and I highly encourage the inner work, no doubt about it. But sometimes we can just forget about our physical body, for a start. Is our body in good shape? Are we eating the right foods? And, how is our state of health? And then, of course, our environment. Our environment is extremely important to us, you know. I think it's very challenging to save your soul, so to speak, if your life is trashed around you. And just basic thing is like, if in your kitchen right now, if your dishes are all over the place and not clean, and if the kitchen is unclean and your cupboards are all kind of got random things in them, and if you go into your bedroom and you've got all kinds of random all of that stuff, if that's going on, is just holding you back. If you were to go through and just clean the kitchen really, really well, chuck out a bunch of stuff, get rid of some of your clothes, give away some of your books, you know, delete stuff off the computer, just doing these things, cleaning the bathroom really, really, really well, you know, it will give you so much good vibrations, so much energy that it's just shocking. You know, I think this sort of, basically, we could call it feng shui, in essence, really. Feng shui obviously has a lot of details, but the essence of feng shui is just clean and move energy, you know. And so just getting that energy moving and bringing consciousness, is this thing here, is this book honestly ever going to read? Or are you just attached to it because you had it for ages or someone gave it to you and whatever? And just free yourself, free yourself, free yourself. I've found that this is such a joy. Even old projects that haven't happened, or just get rid of them, you know. They'll come back if they're supposed to. It's profound, absolutely profound. So, you know, spring cleaning is a traditional thing anyway. So now is a great opportunity to just clear out all the old energy. Just having cleanliness in itself, clean stuff. Like after this call, I'm going to, because the builders have been here on the roof and they've knocked down loads of, like, stuff from the roof into the house, so I'm going to give it a good vacuum and just move things around. It's going to feel so much better in here, and it doesn't take long to do, but it just brings that beautiful energy, and then you really like being in your space. So I highly encourage everyone to really to do this. It may take an hour, 2 hours, 30 minutes, whatever, but it just brings that juice, gives you the juice that you want. And the rest of your life, even your thoughts feel better, your heart feels lighter, health improves. It's just wonderful. So Hopefully I've encouraged you to do this. And I'd love to hear your experiences by doing this, because you don't know until you do it.
Yeah, and I have a story, another story on this topic. I'd like just to add quickly, which is, when we got our last house in Hawaii, we were guided to this certain location, and we were told this is the place, this is a very, powerful healing spot. You need to take this house, and so we took the house. And then the guy said, "God was all right now. So you need to really cleanse and purify this house." And make it a holy, sacred vortex, because, I was going to do all this light work and all this kind of stuff from there. So I said, okay, good. And, I had my normal thing, which was, take it, just before you even move in to a place. It's shocking. I watch people in my neighborhood, the family will move out. Okay, they'll move out. The whole street will be lined with all the stuff they're just throwing out, of course, because they don't have the time or want to take the time to distribute it consciously. They just, the last thing they do is just fill the whole sidewalk up with all these boxes and bags, and they don't even oftentimes just, put it in things that could be recycled and recycled or anything like that. And so Jeff and I have taken it on as our personal responsibility for our entire block, and we've kind of expanded it to two or three blocks around us, to go through all of the garbage and, sort it out. We have our little gloves we put on, and put what needs to be in recycling, haul what needs to go to Goodwill, et cetera, et cetera. Because first, I just can't sit there with any sort of peace of mind when the garbage truck comes along, knowing that all that stuff really doesn't have to be in a landfill, so I take it upon myself to handle it. But what's even more astounding, I watch people do, is as soon as that person is out, and, they could have had pets and smoked, or who the heck knows what, within days, the moving truck moves up, another new moving truck pulls up, and a whole new family is suddenly unloading all of their belongings into this home. And there's no cleaning, no nothing. It's shocking, frankly. But this I see on a regular basis. So for me, before I would even think about moving into a place, a whole place has to be cleaned from we wash down all the ceiling. We start with the ceiling inside the house. We washed down the walls, and in this case, we were told by the guides who wanted to use this as a healing sanctuary that we needed to go get salt water from the ocean and essential oils. So, it wasn't just enough that we had to fill up a bucket of water. We had to, get buckets, go down to the ocean, haul them back, wash the walls down. Of course, not everyone would do this, but frankly, this is a holy, sacred place, so we were up for it. So we did all that inside, washed the floors down, washed the ceilings, And then we were thinking, okay, this is good. And they said, all right, now, let's do the outside. All, the whole outside of the house had to be washed down with salt water, imagine this, including the roof. Well, okay, we did that. Then we thought, all right, this is probably good. And they're like, no. All the soil around the house had been, sprayed with who knows what, possible pesticides or crap. All of it had to go. They wanted all of it gone, everything scooped up into wheelbarrows and taken, away. And new fresh soil from the woods had to be well barrowed in and put around the house. Well, okay, well, all right. So we were up for that. So we did that. We're thinking, all right, well, this is pretty darn good. All right, so then we had to, we did this whole smudge, this whole scenario. We did the parameters, the yard, blah, blah, blah. Well, anyways, need to say this took a month. Because, we were doing it in our spare time when we had time. Anyways, we were finally feeling the house was complete and ready to move in. And, we had done the whole ceremony, what intentions we were imbuing the house with. And, we, of course, in the whole process of cleaning, had cleared the past so that we were starting clean, released any karma, all that kind of stuff. So there we were, and I said, all right, Jeff, well, as far as I can tell, we've cleaned everything there is to clean. We did the inside, all the walls, the ceiling. We did the outside, all the dirt, the yard, The only thing that we have not done is under the house. And, that, frankly, just isn't possible. so I think we're complete. So we moved in. We had a whole ceremony. There we were. And I think in, 2 days, we're just big, huge, some kind of worldwide course, some huge thing, thousands of people around the world. So, it was all good. And that day, the next day, there was an earthquake earthquake. Now, pretty much no one in Kauai was affected by this earthquake except our house, which was shaking so much that literally when we walked outside, the dirt, the soil around the house and all the plants in it were vibrating. I'm thinking, whoa, boy, this is something else. And, you know, it was like, wow, that was pretty amazing. At the end of the earthquake, you know, it stopped. So we're thinking, okay, no problem. That night, we laid down to go to sleep. This is the first night we slept in the house right after the earthquake. And I went to take my normal bath, of course, you know, like I was going to do. I filled the bathtub up, and within moments, what happened is all of the water in the bathtub suddenly was all over the entire floor surface of the entire house. And it turned out that during the earthquake, all the pipes under the house broke. And underneath the house was now completely drenched in water. I mean, it was like a sea of water covering the entire floor on top of the house. This was on a concrete slab and under the house. Now, at first, I was quite upset by this, and you know, very upset, and in fact, indeed. And, you know, we called the landlord, and we were like, oh, dear. And then I came in the bathroom, and I just stood there. I looked at Jeff, and I said, Jeff, why did this happen? Because I know, I've come to learn, that everything happens for our highest good, and there's no way with the energy that all that we had just done in this house, that this was not a good thing. It couldn't have ever happened. It was not possible. And he said, he didn't skip a beat, he said, because we didn't clean under the house. Remember? there it was, you know. It's like, we knew that. We had said it, you know. And then in the end, you know, it was perfect because we got to clean, you know, the under the house. They all had all new piping and all that stuff. And it got totally flushed out and cleaned and renewed. So then, in fact, it was all complete, and that was that. But I just like to share the story because it underscores the power of what we're talking about here by conscious, intentional, by bringing that level of consciousness and intention to your environment and your space and what it is you do. And, you know, I've always just thought that was just a completely astounding, confirmation of that.
That's a great story. Oh, gosh, the best ever. So, Taylor, what would be your top three tips? Top three or three steps for someone listening right now to be able to take away from this call and activate this kind of magic in their life?
You mean with regard to what? The
shifting
level?
The energy in the house and clarity, the bringing back the energy, all this good stuff.
Yeah, well, I think right now is a really good time to undertake, you know, that level of bringing consciousness to your environment and getting the foundation strong and creating a sacred, holy container that you imbue with your intention. You know, what is it that your home, you know, your home is a living thing. What is it that it is providing for you, that you're providing for it, and to really do take the time to bring your conscious awareness to, I know that may seem overwhelming to do it with each and every little object in your space, but in truth, it actually can happen quite quickly, you know, and especially if you really get into it and take it on, and or if you live with people, they get into it and you all form together, you know, in a little group and make it a project. But even if you don't do that, just to have a kind of line of demarcation, like especially now, full moons are a perfect time to do little ceremonies. I mean, this week, I don't know, I must have done hundreds of sessions, and in every single one of them, the guidance that each one of those people were told in various different, you know, locations in various different situations was, on this full moon, take the opportunity to do a ceremony, a ritual, to really say what it is you're wanting to release and let go of and complete, and let it go, like write it on a piece of paper, burn it, do some kind of little ceremony. It doesn't need to be a big deal. And then what it is you're wanting to create. Just, you know, the energy of this full moon is so perfect for that level of creating just a line in the sand and using the opportunity right now to create that kind of foundation. So, you know, I would say that. I would say do that. Do a little ritual, you know, make a little list and then really hold that intention and imbue that in your space. You know, when people walk into my house, they always are like, whoa, you know, like, whoa, you know, what's going on in here? I mean, you know. So you can create that. If you don't have the time to, you know, wash it down with salt water from the ocean and all that stuff. I mean, that's completely ridiculous. Who does that, you know? But you can set a vector, set an energetic intention and vector right now, and then, you know, fill in the gaps as you can in terms of space clearing, getting rid of things, all that kind of stuff. And that's something you can always do ongoingly. And I'm always upping it and, you know, shifting it and really calling it into be. What is it that you want your home to hold for you as energy? You know, what is it you want? What's the partnership you're forming with it? What, you know, it's an energetic container. I mean, live, full-on energetic container. There's no doubt about it. You know that. All you have to do is walk into somebody's house and it's like, you know, their energy hits you full-on, even whatever it is, good, bad, you know, like, oh, dear, I can hardly wait to get out of here, you know, like whatever it is. And it'll be, and you can actually have it be what you say it is by doing a ceremony like that right off the bat. I think that's key.
Yeah, that's powerful. And you might think, oh, I haven't got time, blah, blah. But I tell you, this stuff saves you time. It saved me years, literally years, because I get clear on what I want. And I just stop doing things that don't work for me, and that just saves huge amounts of time. And just being clear also saves time, because if you're living in a cluttered space, you kind of can't think properly. So you just, you know, your efficiency is almost, you know, almost non-existent. But when it's all clear, clear space is a clear mind. So you just look around and you're like, okay, what do I need to do? That thing, okay, there it is, done.
Yeah, and Jeff and I regularly, we walk around from room to room, like we'll sit in the living room and we'll thank our living room for what it provides for us. You know, we'll sit there and we'll say all the things that we like about it and we'll thank it and we'll be in appreciation for it and love and all that stuff. And then we'll go into the next room, we'll thank the kitchen for providing for us the space to create yummy meals and blah, blah. And then we'll imbue it with what we want to imbue it with. So we have these little dialogues. You know, first being grateful for what the space provides and the relationship we have there, and then what it is we're wanting to create. And we do that wherever we go. Like, if we go and we stay, even in a hotel room or anywhere we go, before we leave, we go from room to room, and we thank the space for what it provided while we were there, and we take our energy back. Like, we never leave our energy anywhere. We always take the energy back from any place we sleep. We always, we're just always aware that we're having an energy exchange in our environment, whatever that is, and being sensitive and acknowledging of that interchange. And that's so, it's fundamental. You know, we just kind of naturally do it now. I remember when we were traveling with my mother, she's like, are we going to now say goodbye to every room everywhere we stay? She's a little bit impatient with that in the beginning. But by the end of the trip, I remember it was so funny. We were like, you know, we were kind of rushed to this one place. And she's like, you didn't say goodbye to the bathroom. And, yeah, she kind of got into it, you know. So, you know, it can be a fantastic thing. It's a fantastic thing when you begin to see everything as energy and create potent supportive relationships. And that's the opportunity in what we're talking about here, especially with your home, which should be a place of ultimate rejuvenation and, you know, whatever it is you say it's going to be.
Yeah, such a joy. You know, when you walk into your whatever room you spend the most time in, you want to walk in there and be like, ah, this feels so good, feels so good. I'm so happy to be in this place. It just feels wonderful. Just be in the joy of it, you know, and that happens when you move things around and just get clear. And you can also, you know, we were talking earlier, if there's certain things that you want to let go of, release yourself from, give them up, those funny habits and whatever, you can, you know, just by shifting, having that intention, then when you walk back into the space where you may have been doing certain things the same way for years and years and years, you shift the energy and you walk in and you don't think to do those things anymore because the energy of the room has changed and the pattern has changed. So you don't fall into it. You know, if some people, all they do is watch TV, if they got rid of the couch and the TV and replaced it with something else, you know, that whole energy is gone with the couch and the TV. And it's just not going to happen anymore. So, it, you know, these little things are profoundly powerful. So have fun. Really, really enjoy it. Really enjoy it. And know that when you remove things, when you let go of things, you're opening up for something better. So don't worry about letting go of stuff. It's just going to come back in a better way. Wonderful. So lots of our superheroes are completing their training from our first group. And they were asking us for some words of wisdom and some final thoughts and blessings on their way. And these next couple of weeks, we're going to be opening up new superheroes and some old superheroes are going to be going on their next adventure. And so, Brother Nicholas, are you still with us? Do you have any thoughts?
Have any thoughts on blessings for the...
Blessings and final thoughts, blessings, encouragement.
Well, I think the thing is that everything that we've shared on this training is valid and it's a foundation for a wonderful life if you continue to practice it. And you know, we said it lots of times. You know, we are very experienced in, we're well educated, we're researchers, we devoured hundreds of books and seminars and programs and teachings and all kinds of stuff, and still do, to find the most powerful stuff. And we've distilled it into some very simple things. And if you practice, keep practicing those very simple things, getting up really early in the morning and saying that, being well organized and not on the computer late and not eating big dinners at night, and just being a really meditative space before you go to sleep, and really make that the preparation for sleep, the sleep time, and then immediately on awakening, super high quality part of your day, like the real juice, the juicy part of your day, then that's going to give you a tremendous foundation. And just, all these little things and what we said today about getting real, you know, and lovingly examining these parts of ourselves that aren't in integrity, and it becomes very, very obvious. Your body communicates very, very clearly to you. Your inner wisdom, your guidance system, is very clear to you, and you have to have the courage to go with this, and it's going to change. Your need for food is going to decrease. Your need for physical food is going to decrease. It's a natural consequence of becoming more and more empowered, more and more enlightened, more and more spiritually empowered, more and more heart-centered, more and more able to directly nourish yourself, love of life, from the Holy Presence. You become far, far less dependent on solid food, and have your need for it and the quantity diminishes, especially as you clean your body and you know, become more into nutrition. And so you have to have courage to follow that. You know, this thing about Jesus said that unless we become as little children, we can't enter into the kingdom of heaven. You know, hours in other people's homes in the world with families, small families, and I've watched countless numbers of times where the child has no interest whatsoever in eating the so-called food that's been put in front of it, and being bullied and blackmailed and, you know, absolutely forced to eat this stuff. But the child doesn't want it. It instinctively has no magnetism towards it. And when we are childlike in those states, we tend to function like dynamos. The more we move, the more energy we have, and the better we feel, and the more energized we are, the less desire there is to, you know, to put anything in. And so as we become more and more childlike, as we mature psychologically and emotionally and spiritually, we return to this innocence, the innocence of the childlike state, with all of this tremendous wisdom from all of these incredible experiences that we've had. And you'll just experience certain that this is, you know, I don't want this, or this doesn't serve me anymore, or I do want to do that. I want to do it in this way. And we must have the courage to do that, to live our truth. It's all about that right now. I was talking to, I have a young fella over from the UK at the moment, a beautiful, amazing young guy called Ben Goodrum, England, and he is doing 3 weeks with me. It's the last day today, and he's such a humbling teacher for me, because he's a master at certain things. He's a master of eating slowly, and he will literally, if he wants to, take an hour to eat you know, a small bowl of food. And if he wants another one, then he was going to take 2 hours to have that meal. Now, this is, you know, ridiculously impractical for a busy, successful, important. But this young guy, I'm watching him demonstrate this day after day, and he was telling me today that he, you know, he just wants to do everything slowly that he does. He's lost jobs, and he's threatened now losing his job in the UK working in a care home for the elderly, because he's quote-unquote too slow. And he was voicing, part of the reason he came over to be with me was to get clarity on what his step was in his life, where he wanted to go. And through all of these possibilities of travel, international travel, of living in this country, of living in that country, doing all these different things, of moving to Cornwall and doing this, that, and the other, and blah, blah, blah. Lots of options he's been considering. But what he's actually found out, what he's discovered on this thing, is that he loves his very, very simple life, and he gets the most joy from having a cup of tea and a pizza and sharing some cake with his mum and dad in the afternoon around 4 or 5 o'clock, and they, you know, they're all home together, and that's like a peak experience for him, just sitting down, having his Earl Grey and Darjeeling combination, and eating his cake with his mum and dad. So we looked at this, you know, where's he being nourished by this really? And it's this tribal simplicity that's being reflected here in the most simplest of ceremonies there is. But just taking the time to absorb and be nourished, the pure love and that comes through this simple little circle of these souls sitting together in this, you know, very ordinary way. And, yeah, he just walked today that he's decided, you know, he wants to go to Leeds University and carry on his music study and get his music degree. And he said he knows that he's deeply aware of the possibility that he's going to be working too slowly for this to actually get the degree. But he said he doesn't care because he's not bothered about the qualification. He wants the, I helped him arrive at this understanding what he's really after here. He's after the education. That's what he wants, the education, and to improve his musical abilities. He wants community. He wants, to be with young people. He wants love. He wants to meet a female cello player. But most importantly, I was emphasizing what a service he's doing by living, by staying in his truth, even at the sacrifice of not getting the qualification, of failing, quote unquote, failing his degree. He's because that's his truth. And man, that was a flipping, what a little teacher I've had by my side these last 3 weeks. And yeah, just really humbling and just demonstrating courage and commitment to doing things the way he feels is in his highest, for his highest good, regardless of the outcome or the consequences.
Splendid. So next week we'll actually share more thoughts, because a lot of people are still on the training now, and so we should share more at the beginning. But I think the main thing I just want to share briefly for everyone who's completing the training is to go back to the beginning of the training, do it all again. Because, you know, when I study courses and trainings, what I like to do myself is just go through the material, feel for it, and just do things that inspire me at that moment, and do it a little bit kind of lightly to begin with. I can do it again, because the second time round, I actually understand what I've learned much better, and it goes in far more powerfully. So I encourage you to really go through it again, because I guarantee there's stuff that you didn't hear the first time, or stuff that maybe you thought was too hardcore for you, or you know, whatever. And when you listen to it again, you'll go, ah, wow, I've actually, and you'll also realize how much you've been doing the good stuff, you know. So whenever people leave the training, they've completed the training, they still have access to the actual material, so you can go back and study that. And I really encourage you to do that, because the whole point of this training is to continue to upgrade your life so that you can be a massive service, a massive lighthouse in the world, and to those around you, and doing your service in the world. So keep sustaining yourself with this information. There's in just brainwashing yourself in a good way. And I think we actually all need to do that because there's so many negative influences around us that it's really, really powerful for us to just immerse ourselves in pure good material. So focus on doing your service in the world and helping others all the time, and also keep refining your understanding of this material and going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into it, because it gets richer and richer and more beautiful and more powerful and more abundant and more lovely every time you. So have fun, and I'll be sharing more about these things next our next session as well. Taylor, any last thoughts?
I think for those that are completing, to really do to immediately, if they haven't yet done so, to take on to create a service project. A project that's just completely about being of service, if they haven't already done so. You know, that is a demonstration of being a superhero, that they look around in their community, in their lives, in their families, somewhere, and immediately take on a service project of that will require them bringing forth all of their skills, just in and of itself, not for money, not to forward their occupation, not for any other reason than just that. And there's something that happens that, you know, I think that's really profound in just immediately moving into a place, a whole new place of service. Even if you are in one, create a whole new one, and it doesn't need to be even a long engagement, but something that you otherwise maybe normally wouldn't do, but something that really you can bring forth everything in this program to, everything that you've become in this program to, and put it into action immediately. And then be in communication with us. Give us, you know, we want to keep hearing from people and see what's happening as a result of you being in this program in the world.
Yeah, that's the whole point of the training, is to go out and do that stuff. And all of you who are not just about to complete the training, whether you've just started or whether you're in the middle, make sure you're doing that, you know, because basically the more you give to others, the more energy you get back. You know, it's all about service. It's all about, you know, performing pure actions, good karma, because that's the whole point of being alive, is to serve and to express our gifts and express your gifts. So just make sure that every day you're either doing that fully or moving towards doing it fully, helping others. How can you add value? How can you serve people? How can you use your skills to help someone else have transformation in their life, you know, and just keep asking that question, how can I best serve others using my unique skills and talents and gifts and specialities? How can you use the good things you have to make a difference in other people's lives and in the world? And as you ask that question again and again and you keep moving forward, you know, magic happens. That's how the magic really happens, is just getting clear yourself and then just keep helping, keep helping, keep helping. And consider it to be a gift. So if you have any fear, am I good enough? Is this good enough? Will they like it? Just do it as a gift, you know. Just give gifts of your time and of your life. Because, you know, you don't know how anyone's going to respond until you just go and do it. So have a sort of light thing. Think who you can help the most, because not everyone is interested in what you have, but those people who are going to be benefiting the most, focus on them. Only focus on the people who really, you know, really like it and want it. And then that's it. Simple, 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 simple. And it brings you, gives you back. You go to sleep at night feeling satisfied and full in your heart, because you know that you've been using your life in a beautiful way. So just, you know, really apply these things we've shared. Find out what is the thing that doesn't work for you. Have a decision just to liberate yourself from that. Shift your house around, let go of things, clean it, move it around, and just serve others in whatever way you can. Things. If you do them, big upgrades are going to happen. And if you're already doing them, more and more and more synchronicities, more abundance, more magic, more fun, more light, more everything that's good is going to coming to you with genuine attraction, like power, you know, wants to come to you. It's going to be knocking on the door to give you a big hug and a kiss. So have fun with it. And we want to know your stories, your experiences. So please do tell us your experiences, because we'd like to really. So that's my final thoughts for the day. Nick, do you have any last blessings?
Use the time well, leading up to the equinox. This is a perfect time for building a strong base.
Wonderful. Well, lots and lots of love to you all, and we'll be talking to you very soon. And if anyone wants to ask us any questions, just put them in the box for next time, and we love hearing from you. And just keep at it. And, you know, just spend these next 2 weeks cleaning your place and just tell us how it went between now and then, you know. If you apply this stuff, miracles happen. So we'll leave it at that. Lots and lots of love, and look forward to connecting with you very soon. Aloha.